Welcome to Idle Chatter, brought to you by the Machinery Digest, where steel and soil meet. A weekly podcast by a New Jersey farmer to all farmers and ranchers across this great nation. And yes, there are farms in New Jersey. Regardless of the crop you grow or the livestock you raise, we all have one thing in common. Agriculture runs on passion, sweat, tears, and machinery, and that is why the Machinery Digest exists, a no-nonsense, grease-under-your-fingernails educational website. It was created to provide a transfer of knowledge so that you can maintain, service, and most importantly, understand today's complex farm equipment. My name is Ray Bohax, and I farm too. It is time now to get under the sheet metal. Welcome to the first annual What to Buy the Hot Rod Farmer in Your Life for Christmas podcast. And what this is about is that we all know a hot rod farmer. And he may be your husband, may be your brother, may be your friend, may be a co-worker on the farm, or anything in between. And what I wanted to do was introduce to you, my audience, some gifts that I know that anyone that is a hot rod farmer would love to have for Christmas. And not only would these gifts be very fruitful for those who receive them, but they will think of you each time they use them. So let's forget about the socks, let's forget about the flashlight and the Carhartt jacket, and let's think out of the box. But first, I want to define to you what a hot rod farmer is. It is anyone that is passionate about any type of machinery on the farm or off the farm. So you don't have to be a racer to be a hot rod farmer. If you farm and you love your machinery, or you have some hobby vehicles or motorcycles or snowmobiles or anything in between, you would be a hot rod farmer. So when you listen to this, think of that special person in your life, the hot rod farmer in your life. Now, also, this podcast will be supplemented with an article on my website, which is farmmachinerydigest.com, and that article will be going up the week of December 3rd. And I will ask you to use that to visually look at these products that I'm talking about, and to also to have a link to their website so you could find out more about them. So without any further ado, I am going to give you my list of 20 different things for the hot rod farmer that any hot rod farmer would love to have for Christmas. The first is from Induction Innovations. It is called the Mini Ductor Venom. And what it is, it's a tool that uses induction heating to heat up bolts and remove them without using a torch. It retails for $599, and it is a blessing to anyone who's worked on any type of machinery, that it doesn't burn or heat up the area around it. It just heats up the bolt, or the bolt, or the nut, or the stud, or whatever you're trying to take out. You could use it to take a windshield out of a vehicle to heat up the area. So basically, it's a confined heating source that has no impact on the area around it. And it's called the Induction Innovations Mini Ductor Venom. And it is a great, great, great compliment to anyone's farm shop. The next on the list is the Fluke. Fluke Meter is the premier brand of professional digital voltometer and test equipment, and today's farm equipment is so well entrenched with electronics that the hot rod farmer needs the proper tools to be able to work with it and to diagnose it and to fix it. And Fluke is basically Cadillac, so it's top of the line. It's a professional style meter, and I particularly like the 88-5 kit, which includes a diode tester, a pulse width modulator circuit tester, RPM lead, and does a host of other tests. This is not the type of digital voltometer that you would get in the hardware store in town. or at the big box store. This is a professional meter, and they started around $450, but the kit that I am recommending is $629, and that has everything that the hot rod farmer would need, test probes, what have you. It's an excellent, excellent, excellent tool, and it will pay for itself many, many, many times over and give him a return on an investment whenever he uses it. So think about that. The next on the list is also an electronic item. It's from a company called AES Wave, and it is called the U-Scope. If any of you have listened to my podcast, the two-part series on the right to repair, I talk about how essential it is to have an oscilloscope in the farm shop today. This kit is a single-channel oscilloscope. It's very small, fit in the palm of your hand, and it retails for only $399. So between the Fluke meter and the oscilloscope, the AES Wave oscilloscope, the hot rod farmer in your life will be able to tackle almost any electrical problem on modern farm equipment or cars or trucks. The next is from a company called Griot's Garage. And they make very high-end, highest quality auto care equipment and polishes and waxes. That's all I use on my farm is Griot's Garage. It's Concours-style polishes and waxes, and they have a very nice little kit that's a random orbital polisher. The kit retails for $364, and what it will do is it will allow you to make all of your equipment look like brand new, and in a very short amount of time. It's effortless to use. Their waxes and their polishes are of the highest quality. You and keep in mind that not only polishing and waxing farm equipment gives you a sense of pride and ownership, but also makes it last longer, because you're maintaining the paint and the surfaces, and brings great value if you decide to sell it or trade it in. So that's very important to keep that in mind. And oftentimes, the person was not as diligent with waxing farm equipment because of its size. But with this kit, the Griot's Garage Random Orbital Polisher Kit, the Master Kit, it'll make it a snap, and it'll make it a lot of fun for them to polish and keep everything shiny and like new. The next item is the Lyle Radiator Fill Kit. It's only $43.95, and it is an essential tool to fill and bleed air out of a cooling system when it's either being worked on or you're changing the coolant, the antifreeze. It works on probably 95% of the applications out there, from cars to combines. And it allows you to quickly bleed and fill, or fill and bleed the cooling system, and have no spillage and do the job proficiently. A lot of newer applications, newer equipment, you actually need this to fill the radiator, otherwise you will be having a nightmare. So that's the Lyle Company Radiator Fill Kit. The next number of tools I'm going to talk about are from a company called Goodson. And they're a professional engine builders, machinists, supply company. I've always used them. They have wonderful products, and I'm going to go through a quick list. For $20.95, I suggest the Goodson Torque Angle Gauge. Many fasteners, specifically head bolts on modern engines and in other applications, are what they call torque-to-yield bolts, and you need this tool to be able to properly tighten that fastener. You would torque it to a certain specification, and then the manufacturer would tell you that you need to rotate it after that torque is obtained a certain amount of degrees. And this tool allows you to read that. It's only under $21, great stocking stuffer. The next is from Goodson also. One of the most frustrating things is working is taking gaskets, remaining gaskets off of an engine or a piece of equipment when you're servicing it. So they have this pneumatic gasket scraper. It's $103. It makes gasket scraping an ease. Instead of a tedious job, it makes quick work of it. The only thing, it is a very powerful professional tool, so the hot rod farmer needs to be careful with it, so you don't want to gouge the surface. But it will eliminate the 2-hour scraping that most times you have to do with a gasket. The next is also from Goodson, and it's an oil filter inspection tool. It's $54.95. I've spoken in my podcasts and on my website how critical it is to cut your oil and hydraulic filters apart. This tool makes it a snap. And by cutting the filter apart, you have a precursor to see if there's anything bad going on in that hydraulic system or in that engine. I like to cut all my filters apart when I service my equipment, and with the Goodson tool, you actually, it actually looks like a glass cutter. You put it into the hole of the oil of the filter, and you twist it around, and it very, very nicely and cleanly cuts the case off the filter, and you can look inside. It's also a great tool to compare different brands of filters. Great stocking stuffer. They'll think of you every time they cut that filter apart. The next tool is from Goodson also, and it's a dowel pin puller. Working on farm equipment, working on engines, working on trucks, oftentimes you need to remove a dowel pin. And most farmers just use American ingenuity and try to put a pair of vice grips on there and try to work the dowel pin out. They end up marring up the dowel pin and usually having a good deal of frustration trying to work it out or twist it out with a hammer. Not the way to go. Not efficiency in the farm shop. This tool is $189.99, and it will take away the fear and the anguish of having to remove dowel pins. The next is from Goodson also, and it's a spark plug thread chaser. Though most engines on the farm and big equipment are diesel, there is still a lot of gasoline engines around. And this tool, it's a little bit pricey, but it's a high-quality American-made piece. It's $102.95, and it will allow you to actually clean and treat, what I mean by treat, re-doll up the threads in the cylinder head in case the spark plug damaged them coming out or was slightly cross-threaded. So very, very important. That could actually save a major job of having to remove a cylinder head. It's not something that you would use every day. It's a rescue tool, but it's good to have in your toolbox. The next from Goodson is a really nice little tool that I love. It's the electronic internal caliper. How many times on the farm we need to actually measure inside a hole or measure inside a tube or a pipe or what have you, or inside the chamber of a pump? For $54.99, this electronic caliper is an internal caliper. The hot rod farmer would be able to go in there, accurately measure it, it's a digital scale, and move on with the job and know what size that hole or that orifice is. It's a welcome addition to anyone's toolbox. Now we're going to move over to the DeWalt company Flex Vault system, and they have wonderful cordless power tools. Their Flex Vault system works on 60 volts, and what I'm recommending to you is their 60 volt max grinder kit for $379. Anybody who grabs this tool is going to love it, because with the 60 volt battery in it, is that it's as powerful as a quarter tool, and you could take this into the field, you could take it any place that you need to go and grind something, and you're going to be surprised how often the person you give this to will use this. They lived all their life without it, but once they get it, they'll be using it for everything. And the idea that it's a powerful cordless tool is critical here. So don't think about the old battery tools. This DeWalt system is excellent. The next is, we're going back to Lyle, and here's a nice little stocking stuffer for $20.30. It's a magnetic soldering clamp. Getting back to the fact that today's vehicles and equipment are loaded with electronics, you could have arguably a mouse eat a wire someplace on your combine or your sprayer, and you need to solder that back together because that's the prescribed method of repairing a wire, not crimp connectors, but solder joints. With this little stand, it's magnetic, and it would hold the two ends of the wire, and you could solder it. They could solder it beautifully without any aggravation, without calling somebody else to hold the wire and their hand shaking. This tool is great. $20.30. They'll love you every time they use it. I love this tool. And that's from Lyle. The next product is from Lyle Company also, and it's a test probe kit, and it's $98.95. If the hot rod farmer in your life already has a very good digital voltometer and does not need the Fluke kit that I mentioned earlier, you could get him this test probe kit, and this is essential with modern electronics and farm equipment. You do not want to violate the wire to check a circuit, and this test probe kit has a whole cadre of different adapters and probes, what have you, so you could be able to get in behind the weather pack and accurately and without offending that wire or the insulation, get a voltage reading of what needs to be done. Great, great, great tool. The next is really very interesting. It's from a company called Steelman. I always call it men, it's man. And it's called Chassis Ears. What it basically is an electronic listening device. And what you would do is put the sensors. It has multiple channels. You'd put the sensors to where you want to listen to it, and it would have a 16-foot cord, and you could listen to the sound of that device. Important. Hey, you're trying to determine which wheel bearing is bad. You have a combine. You're trying to determine if one of the bearings in the header is bad. You want to listen to a hydraulic pump. Anything. You want to listen to something on an engine, a transmission. You want to listen to a hydraulic motor. With this Steelman chassis ears, they call it chassis ears, it allows the farmer to be able to listen safely and identify what is going on. I love using this tool specifically if you have electric seed meters, because you could very quickly and easily run the seed meters in the farm shop before planting season and listen to see if each one sounds the same or you're starting to get some funny noises. Once you could hear it with your regular ears, it's too late. So this is a great tool, and it's only just under $102, $101.64. The next recommendation is from a company called Hose End Chamber, and it is their hose end chamber. It's not really a tool; it's an apparatus for you to place on the hydraulic lines of an implement or an attachment that is not being used. This is an excellent. I use it on my farm. It ranges between $45 and $75. Another great stocking stuffer. It's not a tool. It's actually a preventative tool, because what happens is that through heating and cooling, the hydraulic fluid that is left in the apparatus or the attachment or the implement will heat up and stress the system and cause leaks and also make it very difficult to reattach. So if anybody's ever seen this or experienced this, I'm sure that you have, this tool or apparatus will definitely eliminate it. Between $45 and $75, depending upon the size of the chamber. It's made in USA, and it's not sexy, but you know, when you give it to the person and they open it up on Christmas Day, they're going to say, "What is this?" But believe me, they will love you for the rest of their life once they hook up that hose end chamber on any piece of equipment that or implement or attachment that is not in use. The next is truly a hot rod farmer gift, and it is from a company called M.E. Wagner Performance, and it is an adjustable PCV valve. If any of your hot rod farmers has an older engine, an older truck, has a muscle car, what have you, is that the PCV valve that they will buy from this auto parts store is not right for that application and can cause a lot of carburetor problems, moisture in the crankcase and the whole oil leaks and what have you. This valve is beautifully made. It's completely adjustable. It's $120. It's made in the United States, and it is a great, great, great addition to anyone that has an older muscle car or an old farm truck, old irrigation engine, and they want to keep that thing running properly. It's the best $120 that you would spend on that. The next is a tool from G&G Tech, and it's a harmonic balancer puller for modern engines, be it a Chrysler Hemi, be it an LS motor or a Ford motor that's found in your pickup trucks or any other vehicle you have on the farm. you need a special tool to remove that harmonic dampener if it has to come off for some reason. And with this tool for $165 from G&G Tech, is that they could remove the harmonic balancer safely without damage and without removing the radiator. That's a big, big, big deal, because if they have to pull the harmonic balancer off to put a front cover seal or something, then this tool makes it from a nightmare job to a very simple job. And it's $165, and it actually comes from a company in Australia. And there's a lot of American engines in Australia, if you didn't know that. The next on the list, I know I'm pushing it, but this is a great product, and it may be something that you want to co-op with other people in your family. If the hot rod farmer in your life has an older muscle car or truck that they're building a hot rod, they would love the Torque Storm Supercharger. And the Torque Storm is a company in Michigan, and they're a machining company, and it's 100% made in USA, and it's one of the premier supercharger kits in the performance industry. The kits do start at $2,800, so I would not consider it a stocking stuffer, but I want you to think out of the box. Instead of five or six people spending $300 or $400 on something, maybe you would want to pool your investment and then get a Torque Storm supercharger for that hot rod farmer in your life. And the last thing on my list is from a company called Innovate, and they make air fuel meters for both gasoline and diesel engines. This is a tool that will people go crazy over. Once they're able to look at air fuel ratio, and it's not only going to be a learning tool but a diagnostic tool, there's one for gasoline engines and there's one for diesel engines, and they start at about $200 and go up to about $400. So I originally wanted to do 12 items, but I got 20, and I just want to thank you so much. Please visit the website the week of December 3rd, and you will see pictures of all this with a little bit better explanation than I could do on this podcast, and also links to the website. And keep in mind that all of the prices that I stated will list prices, and most of the time you could get all of those items a little bit cheaper. All right, so that's basically it. Listen, thank you so much, and please, think about that hot rod farmer in your life. They'll love all of this, and they'll love you for it. Have a blessed day. Bye.